Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we've also had a reminder today that the war in Afghanistan is still going on and Americans are still fighting there. Today, a U.S. airstrike targeted the Taliban in Kunduz, about 150 miles north of Kabul. Now, the Taliban seized the city yesterday. That's their biggest military victory since the U.S. invaded in 2001, a month after the 9/11 attacks. The U.S. airstrike was designed to help Afghan forces who are trying to retake the city from the Taliban. The Afghan government says its forces have inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy. The BBC's Waheed Massoud joins us from Kabul. And so, Waheed, what do you hear? What's the latest on the fighting in Kunduz?
Yes, the Afghan security forces launched an offensive early this morning to retake control of Kunduz city. They managed to retake control of the prison and the police headquarters, and they're still fighting. Fresh forces are said to have been dispatched from Kabul and the neighboring provinces to Kunduz, and they have not been able to recapture the whole city so far.
And so what's the status of the civilians there? Have many fled? Are they being wounded? What's going on?
Well, as the Afghan president in his televised address today said, that the biggest challenge for Afghan security forces is that Kunduz city is an urban populated area, and that's why they cannot use airstrikes. So airstrikes have not been used within the city. There are light weapons fighting. We don't hear massive civilian casualties at this stage so far.
But why do you think this is happening now? You mentioned Afghanistan's president. This is Ashraf Ghani. He's just completed a year in office, and there was a bit of a celebration planned in his televised address. But the Taliban also has a new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. So is the thinking that maybe this is him making a statement?
The capture of Kunduz city by the Taliban is of a significant symbolic importance for the Taliban, and it is an embarrassment for the Afghan government. But on the other hand, strategically, military-wise, this is not very significant, because political and military analysts believe that the Taliban will not be able to maintain control over this city. They were already present and had influence and control in some districts around Kunduz city. So if they manage to control it for 24 hours, 48 hours, 36 hours, it won't be important military-wise for the Taliban, but it does send a pretty strong message to the Afghan government.
Yeah, and what does it do for, you know, we'd been hearing those following the story from Afghanistan that there was, you know, potential talks with Afghan leaders and, you know, a sense of moving forward. What does this mean for that?
Well, the peace talks that for the first time happened with the official representatives of the Afghan government and the Taliban in Islamabad stalled. It was stopped after it was announced, it was confirmed officially that the Taliban leader Mullah Omar was dead. So this incident in Kunduz wouldn't have a major impact on peace talks, because actually peace talks stopped after the confirmation of the Taliban leader.
Yeah, well, it sounds as if it would have an impact on anyone wanting to take them up again soon. So now the Afghan military has to prove that it can take the city back. The Taliban has probably to prove that it can not only hold on to it, but be accepted by the people who live there. Meanwhile, there are still around 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan. Any sense that in addition to the U.S. strikes, that the U.S. might put boots on the ground to help the Afghan army retake Kunduz?
Well, that's a debate in the United States Minister of Defense, DOD, and in the wider political circles on their future presence in Afghanistan, whether they want to decrease the number of their boots in Afghanistan, or given the new threat and emergence of IS in some parts of the country, they want to increase their numbers. Time will say, and that at this stage, we don't have an answer for that.
The BBC's Waheed Massoud in Kabul on the Taliban taking the city of Kunduz. That's the first provincial capital taken by the Taliban since they lost power 14 years ago. Waheed, thank you.
Thank you.